I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of
Welcome to Susie Larson Live. I'm always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, we've just had to turn on a dime here because we've not been able to get a hold of our guest for today. And we just always love it when God shows up, and we trust that He's going to do that for us in this hour, because we're going to pivot and we're going to pray for you. And I want you to know that we want to stand with you. Kim's producing today, and she's an incredible prayer. And I love to pray as well. So we're counting on you. Why don't you text us and let us know how we can be standing with you. We'll play some songs as well, and I may read a couple devos out of my book, Prevail. But I'm just going to really trust that the Lord has something for us today that we didn't expect. And we respond. We don't react. We respond to Him. So here's the number. You can text 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. A quick announcement before we just dig right in here is I want you to mark your calendar for this Sunday night. We've got another live stream event planned. In this one, we're calling A Night of Restoration. I'll do a little bit of teaching on God's desire and His power to restore our souls, probably like 25, 30 minutes of teaching. And then Kev will get on another screen. And together, we're going to pray for you, spend a good half hour at least just praying for the requests that come in. And of course, when we do these live streams, we always have amazing giveaways. So we're going to have some really fun giveaways for you. Love to hear from you. So all that to say, you'll find the link on our website at myfaithradio.com, myfaithradio.com. I want to just commit this time to the Lord now and just trust that He's going to lead us as we follow His lead. You know, it's never comfortable. I like to make my plans, and my producers are that way too. We don't wing anything. We plan way ahead, and we like margin, and we're pretty organized. And so for all of us, when we get a little bit of a curveball, well, we love Jesus enough to go, okay, this is good. And He is good. And He's going to come through and show us what to do. So Father, we just commit this time to You now, Lord. We love You. We honor You. We thank You that nothing takes You by surprise. And Lord, this is Your hour, and these are Your people. And we know that when we pray, You listen. You bend an ear towards us. So we just lift our eyes to You, Jesus. So many people are hurting right now. So many people are in the valley of the shadow. Some are sick. Some are estranged from family members. Some are prodigals. Some are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, Lord, we just call on You now. Lead us by the power of Your Spirit and show us, Lord, what You want us to do. We love You. We honor You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Mary Jane says, please pray for salvation of my two sons and their wives. They've all turned away from the Lord. And Father in heaven, we just lift up Mary Jane's family. And this is such a common story. And she is so not alone. And I just pray, God, that she'd sense Your nearness even now, just the presence and the power of Your incredible love and Your attentiveness. And I thank You, Father, that You see her two sons and their wives. You know them. And You're the God who saves. And Lord, You have this way of drawing people to Yourself. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that You would just move every mountain that blocks their view of You, God. Move every person out of their lives that lies to them. Cut off every lying influence in Jesus' name. And we pray, soften their hearts. Open their eyes, God, to their lostness. Open their eyes even to the path that their choices will take them on. And open their eyes and awaken their heart to the urgency of the hour. Give them a heart, Lord God, to hear from You and to follow You and come running back to You. And I pray that Mary Jane would know a fellowship, Lord Jesus, with her kids beyond anything she's ever dreamed possible. And we say thank You in Jesus' name. All right. Keep those prayer requests coming. Sherry is texting in. We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Complete healing of stage 4 lung cancer, non-smoker, and through it all, I would glorify God and His faithfulness. Sherry, we're going to keep praying for you, and we're praying and believing for an absolute miracle. Lord, we do pray that in the name of Jesus. I pray that an army of white blood cells would rise up within Sherry and march through her body in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that there would be an end to this cancer. I pray in the name of Jesus there would be an end to this cancer, and Sherry would live out her days in wholeness and health and an abundance of fruitfulness. I want to just pause here. And Kim, I know you're busy. You've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but there's a song I want to play, How Great. And I open my quiet time a lot with it, but I just want us to pause and just acknowledge the greatness of God in the midst of all that we've been through, all that we're walking through. He's still God. He's still on his throne. We want to hear from him. And I just pray this song ministers to your heart. Let's listen. Great song by Corin Hawthorn. Susie Larson here, and we couldn't get a hold of our guest for some reason today, so we're trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us through this hour. My good, wonderful friend and producer, Kim Sanders, is on the board, and we'll both be praying for you. And so we welcome your prayer requests. You can text 877-933-2484. Text your prayer request. If you want to stay anonymous, just let us know about that. And I'll read a few devos from Prevail. We'll play some songs and hopefully just a time of encouragement. Kim, I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind praying if you can see the text board, Rose's text.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Lord, we bring before you Rose's request for her family. There's a need for some care for her grandson. Would you provide everything that they need there? And she's got some unsaved family members as well. What a common need that is. We know that you long for all to be your children, and we pray for the salvation of each of her unsaved family members. Would she be a light and a seed? Would you help her to share who you are, Jesus, to her family, that they would come to know you even today, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. And pray for Nancy, bless her heart. She just says, my sweet baby sister has pancreatic cancer, stage 3. She has 2 boys at home. None know Jesus yet. Please, please pray. Oh, Father, oh, Lord, we appeal to you for Nancy's sister and for these boys, for this family. God, you're a miracle-working God, and we're never going to give up hope. We're never going to stop asking for miracles, Lord Jesus. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. That's what your word says. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. So we ask you, God, for a miracle. Display your power in this family. May radical, powerful salvation come to this home. May healing come to this home. I pray Nancy would step back and stand in awe as she watches you work. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll cover some more of these requests. And again, I'll read from my Devo Prevail. We've got our third shipment in of Prevail. It's this hardcover devotional, 365 days. And I haven't asked Kev yet, but he's usually okay if I give a few copies away without asking. I don't think he's listening right now. So let's do it. If you want in on the drawing, text the word book to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but we've not been able to get a hold of our guest for today. But we trust the God that he's got a plan for the hour. So what we're doing is filling the hour with prayers for you. Let us know how we can be praying with you. Kim Sanders is producing, and she's an amazing prayer. So together, we're going to cover as many of these as we can. You know, I want to just read this one out of this Devo, out of my devotional Prevail. Because sometimes when you go too long in the valley, it's almost like you edit out God's goodness and settle for a lesser version of maybe what he promised, because it's just easier to believe. And I just got to say, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but there's so many of us who've been walking for a long time dealing with some of the same things, and it takes a toll on the soul. But I just believe major breakthroughs are coming. Just as there's been a major shaking, I believe there's going to be a major outpouring of God's Spirit of so many who've been so faithfully moving forward in faith, even though they're tired, even though they're bleeding under their armor, even though they're just weary. God sees you. He knows. And I just am going out on a limb here to say, I believe with all my heart that God is about to pour out his Spirit in a way that's going to take our breath away. So let's not grow weary in doing good. At the right time, we will reap an amazing harvest. If we're faithful, we don't give up. So don't give up. So I'll read this one. It's titled, When Our Unbelief Speaks. And the verse is from Genesis 17:18. So Abraham said to God, may Ishmael live under your special blessing. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. When we've waited long to see a breakthrough or a fulfillment of a promise, our hearts grow faint. Unless we regularly take time to strengthen ourselves in the Lord and remind ourselves of his faithfulness, unbelief and even offense will settle into our souls. In due time, our own words, which reflect the condition of our hearts, will diminish our own faith. Abraham and Sarah had waited long for their promise. When the time of fulfillment was upon them, they laughed in unbelief, and Abram tried to edit God's promise by telling God where the blessing would land. So remember, Abraham's like, may Ishmael live under the blessing, because he didn't believe Isaac would come. Well, pay attention to how you talk about the longings of your heart. What do they reveal? Your faith is precious to God. There are no time constraints on God's ability to do what he will do. If he's making you wait, it's because he's making you ready. May God bless you with a fresh and hopeful expectancy today. May your words inspire hope and reflect your actively engaged faith. And the action step here is, has unbelief or offense settled into your soul? Well, today's a good day to remember and rehearse the things God has promised you. Talk about them, sing about them, and remember them. And the prayer is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Help me remember the promises you've made to me. I've got to remember in the darkness what you told me in the light. I know your voice. I know what I heard. I know what your word says. So fan the flame within me today. I choose to trust you always. Amen. That's from my book, Prevail. We've got a few copies we'd love to give away today. You can text the word book to get in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. But also in a separate text, let us know how we can be praying for you. So I'll take this one, Kim. It says, pray for our community leaders. And if you wouldn't mind taking Donette's text after that one. This one says, please pray for our community leaders leaning into racial reconciliation conversations in the churches led by European Americans, that the Holy Spirit will work in and soften the hearts of people attending these conversations to glorify God and reconciliation with God's children. Thank you for your prayers. Well, I just want to say thank you for bringing that prayer forward. Appreciate that so much. Lord in heaven, we thank you that when we all gather before you, when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord, that you are who you say you are, there'll be multitudes of tribes and tongues who are identified as belonging to you, Lord Jesus. And that's an amazing thing. And one of the last things you prayed before you went to the cross is that we as your people would be one. And Lord, we've done it wrong over and over again. Would you bring healing? Lord God, would you bring wholeness? Would you break down the barriers and the walls and help these leaders build bridges? And by the power of your Spirit, God, soften hearts and bring healing. And for those who are in the shadows where the enemy is using to just agitate, to fuel hatred and anger that only divides further, silence them, cut off their influence, increase the influence of the godly, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we lift up Donette's family, sons in the military. Would you help them to keep you as the Lord of their life, even in stressful situations and environments where maybe that's not the common denominator? We ask that they would continue to lead others and as they grow in their faith and are exhibiting what it looks like to be godly men. We also pray for her daughter and son-in-law who are serving in youth ministry. What a tough but beautiful calling that can be. And we ask that you would give them the strength to continue to lead that group and help those young people become fighters for the faith. And we also pray for her husband, who's a pastor, that he would continue to stay strong in faith and stay strong in the word. What a great prayer for a ministry family. We ask that they would be surrounded by a community of people who love them and support them as they walk out the calling you've given them on their life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Donette, that text was not long at all. She apologized for a long text. And I said this to Kim before the show, and I'm going to say it to you. If there's any way, Donette, that you can get your boys, your hubby, and you to watch a movie that I watched last night, a documentary film, Francis Chan produced it, Lifeway helped produce it, called Free Burma Rangers. It literally will change their whole perspective on what they're doing in the military. Oh, my goodness, it just was. I held my breath the whole time. It was so amazing. Just Free Burma Rangers. Check it out. All right. Sarah writes in, Susie, I'll be stepping out to lead an online study of Living from the Heart Jesus Gave You by Dr. Jim Wilder. Led many studies in person over the years. This book has radically changed my life along the lives of four of our closest friends that are doing the hard work alongside me. We've walked through it together. I feel the Lord opening opportunities to lead a group online. This is uncomfortable and impersonal, but I'm willing to take the step if he continues to ask me and people want to walk this out. So pray that I'll have wisdom and discernment as I walk through others through this important, impacting book. And Father, we do pray that I thank you. That's outcomes are in your hands, Lord God. We're just called to do what you say. And then watch what you'll do. So I pray you'd surprise her and everybody who joins her. I pray, God, that many would be set free, that captives would be set free, that old bondages that have been holding on tight would let go, and that these dear souls would find out how you feel about them, what you've called them to, and finally know a freedom that they actually were wired for and made for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Kim, I don't know if you can see the one that starts out, I'm 60-something female.
Yes.
Do you see that one?
Yeah.
All right.
See. Oh, Lord, we pray with this this friend who says they've lived a very difficult life, an abusive marriage and financial difficulties and so many other hurts. We bring them to you and ask for healing. And they say that it just doesn't seem like they can sense you there. So we ask that you would make yourself real to them. Would you be their ultimate comforter? Would you heal their hurts and help them to see the places where it felt like you weren't there, but you were, because the word says you are with us. And so would you help them to see that you are with them everywhere they go, that you care so deeply for their hurts and for everything that you have for them? Would you continue to help them to move forward in life? Would they see the vision that you have for their life and get excited and step out in faith with you by their side? In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Praying for Rita, 5 weeks of an unknown virus. And again, Father, we pray that her body would support life and health. Every system would support life and health, God. And we just cut off, under the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, any confusion, any immune confusion in her body. We trust you, God, to just touch her, Lord Jesus, with the power of your Spirit, and that even in this moment, she would start to feel kind of that rush of healthy blood running through her veins, Lord God, and her heart beating in rhythm with yours, God. We believe you, that you are a miracle-working God. You invite us to ask, seek, and knock, and to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. So we're going to do that. And Psalm 18 says, when we pray, God, our cry reaches your ears, and you rescue us from an enemy who's too powerful for us. He attacks us at the moment we're weakest, but you come, and you're our support, and you lift us up and put us in a spacious place. So do that for my friend Rita today, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Can you see Lisa's text?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Father God, we come alongside Lisa. She prays for her friend Dana, who's having surgery today. We just pray that that surgery would be successful in eradicating the cancer in her body. Would you lead the doctors? Would you give them wisdom as they do surgery? Would you give them a steady hand? Would you help them to know what the next steps are? And would you encourage her family that you've got this? And as they wait for the news of how the surgery went, that they would know that everything is going to be just fine. We pray for full healing, that this surgery would be the last step in this cancer journey, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Susie Larson here alongside my producer, Kim Sanders, and we are praying for you today. So we'd love to hear from you. And I'm also reading a few devos out of my book, Prevail. This one's titled On the Lord's Side. And Joshua, it says, when Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, "Are you a friend or foe?" "Neither one," he replied. "I'm the commander of the Lord's army." God had just told Joshua to be strong and courageous, not to fear or fret. Why? Because the Lord was on Joshua's side. So if God is for you, who can stand against you? So why didn't this commander also tell Joshua, "I'm a friend, I'm on your side"? Well, it's one thing to put your unwavering trust in the Lord. It's another to presume upon God. Though Joshua's heart was all in, the Israelites still had wandering hearts and idols in their tents. The angel reminded Joshua that though God is with us, we're the ones on God's side. He sets the terms, he guides our way, and he gets the say. When we fail, he loves us still. When we're unfaithful, he remains faithful. But sometimes we need a spiritual reset, a reminder of just who it is that we serve. He is the God of angel armies, and we need to take him seriously. Are you hiding any idols in your tent, justifying things you know you shouldn't? May you come clean before Almighty God and receive the grace and mercy he's so willing to lavish upon you. Nothing else compares. Wow. When we come back, we're going to continue to pray. I see more texts coming in. How can we stand with you today? We're going to pray for as many of you as we can. We'll be back in a minute. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, when we pause and remember who it is we're talking to, I don't know, I think our prayers take on a whole new meaning. I think we're changed in God's presence, and we honor him rightly and approach him reverently. I think we are more able to hear his voice. The fear of the Lord's beginning of wisdom. Just felt like I needed to say that. I'm Susie Larson, and normally we had a guest booked, and they had to cancel at the last minute. And so I just received a text from her. So we weren't sure what was going on, but now we're just praying for people. We're trusting that God is going to fill this hour in a way that allows us to stand with you. So we're going to, Kim Sanders is my producer, and we are standing with you, taking as many of these as we can, and reading some devos from my book, Prevail. It's a 365-day devotional. So you can either text to get on the drawing. We're going to give a few copies of that book away, and or you can text in your prayer request. Just keep them separate. 877-933-2484. And this one says, please pray for salvation for my husband. He's Jewish and does not believe in Jesus. He's heard the gospel many times, even from Jewish believers. Please pray that God will soften his heart and he'll not keep rejecting Jesus. I want him to be in heaven more than anything in the world. God, I pray for this dear listener and her precious husband. I pray, Holy Spirit, come. Open up his eyes. Lift the veil. Remove the veil, God. Awaken his heart. I pray he would stumble on words that he would know are you speaking directly to his heart, that he would hear your voice. And Father, just as many Muslims, God, are having dreams of you, give him a dream of you that he cannot deny, that he knows is you. Lift his chin, open his eyes, and awaken his heart, and answer this dear listener's prayer, the desire of her heart, that he would come to saving faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then, Kim, that next one, as you say, it says, do not share my name. Mm-hmm. And you see that one?
Yes.
All right.
God, we lift up this listener's son and daughter-in-law and their marriage to you. We know that your heart is for godly marriages that are centered around you, that are filled with love. Marriage isn't perfect because humans aren't perfect, but we ask that you would help to repair what damage may have been done in this marriage. Would you help them to lead their little ones to know you, to have a house filled with love and worship of you? We ask that you would help them to come back to their first love of you and then their love for each other, that they would have lots of joy. They would enjoy working together as a team, as one in marriage. And we give them to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And we pray for Justin, an assistant pastor now on leave due to Lyme disease, very ill, lost a lot of weight. He can only eat about 7 foods. He has a wife and young daughter. Oh, God in heaven, I hate this disease so bad. I pray for Justin that you would heal him, that you'd rid him of co-infections and inflammation and all the deceptive ways that this wretched disease works. Lord God, I ask you, cut it off in the name of Jesus, and I pray you'd establish healing and wholeness in his body. We thank you, God, that you love him with an everlasting love, and I pray for it wouldn't go for Justin like it's gone for so many of us, that it wouldn't drag on forever, but he would find the right medicine, the right combination, and be restored and replenished in Jesus' name. Let's see. I'll read Joseph and then I'll let you take Judy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Joseph says, given the verse below, I would say there's nothing wrong with planning and organizing our lives accordingly. However, we need to ensure that we're seeking the Lord for his guidance as we navigate the gift that we've been given called life, which is why we call it the present. In their hearts, man plans a course, but the Lord determines his steps. My prayer is to the people of God, when times are difficult or going well, we would seek God for guidance and we would yield to his will and he would direct our steps in the way we should go. Amen, Joseph. We so agree with you that way. We also know that if we don't plan, chaos ensues. So we feel like it's a responsible thing, but we prayerfully plan and then we release it and let God do what he does. But Lord, I do pray for all of us that we would continue to live a yielded life and let you determine every moment, every step, every word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Judy writes in and says, thank you for that word. I've been feeling weary, and it seems like so many people are as well, but I know that God is bringing breakthroughs. And Judy, I'm just going to be honest. I'm feeling very weary today, and I'm right there with you, and I know that God has a lot of encouragement and even breakthroughs for us. So let's pray. God, we ask that you would be our strength when we are weak. We know that you are, and we just submit to you our weary bodies and minds and souls, and ask that you would encourage us. Would you give us the strength for today and hope for tomorrow? And Lord, ultimately, we're asking for breakthroughs, miracle breakthroughs. Would you move today in our lives? Help us to see the next thing that you're doing in each of our lives and give us encouragement. Help us to be encouragement for one another as well. Thank you for the gift of the body of Christ. May we be lights to each other in the dark days that we face. And we just give you all of our lives as glory and worship to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. I'm not going to lie. I ugly cried earlier today because I also am battling physically. And my friend Kim here is a producer. That girl prays for me every single day that I would be healed. And I don't know how I would ever do this journey without you, Kim. I really mean that. And,
not giving up.
Amen, sis. And she's been through a lot physically as well, but we're standing together, trusting God. So I want you to know we're not coming. You know, I remember I had someone say this to me when I was sick. I don't really have any problems, but I see that you have lots of them. So I'll be here if you ever want to come and talk to me. And I'm like, as if. Anyway, sorry. Oh, I digress. But anyway, I'm going to read another Devo if you don't mind. And this one, just because someone I think may need to hear this, and we're going to keep working our way through these prayer requests. Again, out of Prevail, my book Prevail. This one's titled, Answer Me So That They Will Know. And it's out of 1 Kings 18. Oh, Lord, answer me. Answer me so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have brought them back to yourself. Elijah asked God to show himself strong on Elijah's behalf, both to show that he was the one true God and to draw people back to himself. Oftentimes when we're in a predicament, we minimize it. We assume that since we're not facing down giants or evil kings, God's intervention on our behalf won't be as significant. But did you know that others are watching your life from a distance? They know that you profess Christ, and they want to know how you'll handle things when life pushes up against you. What if you stood back, considered your observers, and dared to pray Elijah's prayer? Father, this isn't just for me. It's for those who are watching me. I am your servant. Intervene in my life so that others may see that you alone are the one true God. Show yourself strong on my behalf because I belong to you. Draw others to you because of your very real power in my life. Well, if you're in step with the Lord and obeying his word, you are on solid biblical ground to pray such a prayer. So the action step is pray audaciously today and tomorrow and the next day. The God of heaven knows your name and loves you profoundly so. That's from Prevail. And if you want in on the drawing, just text the word. What is the word? Book. To 877-933-2484. Someone texted and said, thank you so much for all these prayers. Appreciate that so much. Oh, this dear one. Pray for my friend's father, Jason, who suffered sepsis and now has a failing heart. He's scheduled for open heart surgery tomorrow to remove the infected tissue and heart valve. He's a father, grandfather, husband, was healthy and vital before the septic episode. Oh, my. Father, so many people are struggling, God, and we just pray. We pray for dear Jason. I ask you to put your hand into the center of his body, to his heart. Cleanse his blood, God. Heal the valve. Work wonders, God, and help him live out the number of his days in health, wholeness, and fruitfulness. Calm his fears, God. Calm his family's fears, Lord Jesus. And we just condemn that sepsis in the name of Jesus, and we command it to be contained and bound. Lord, you did say, whatever we bind on earth, you bind in the heavenly realm, and what we loose on the earth, you loose. So I just bind that sepsis in the name of Jesus, and I loose the power of your spirit to heal and cleanse and redeem and restore Jason's heart, his body, and everything, all the trauma that's been associated with this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. How about Carissa for you, Kim?
Let's see if I can find. Oh, yes. All right. Carissa, our dear friend, has said she's got a sister who's a prodigal, and she's gotten some bad news that her dog has cancer. She's just devastated. And Krista says she believes God wants to intervene in a miraculous way and do something that will show her he's never forgotten about her and will draw her back to him. And God, we bring this dear sister of Krista to you, and we know that you haven't forgotten her, even if she believes that. So would you help her to see that you are with her? Would you help encourage her? If there's a miracle to be done here, we ask for it in Jesus' name. And we ask that Carissa would be able to encourage her sister as well and speak life and light to her and draw her back into the fold, that she would come back to you with a heart on fire. Would that begin today in Jesus' name?
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God. Received a number of prayer requests for kids who are wandering from the faith and who enemy is just deceiving left and right. I'm going to pray for all of those because we have so many coming in. But I also feel we got to do this. I want to play a song in just a moment by Kim Walker titled Protector. And I just think of I know what it's like to be an absolutely brokenhearted parent. And when I watched two of my three sons wander for a season, you don't know that kind of pain until you walk it through, especially when you're so intentional about raising them in the faith. And it's excruciating. And I hear you. And but what happens, I think, sometimes is the enemy tries to come in not only to deceive our kids and lead them away, but to deceive us. And we need to stay in agreement with who we are, with who God is, and with what he says about who he is. So, Father, I pray for every brokenhearted parent listening. In the name of Jesus, first of all, comfort them. Heal them of just that internal trauma of watching our kids wander. And I pray, God, heal and restore and redeem and help us stand in agreement with who we are and who you are and who you say you are, what you say you're going to do, and be the hound of heaven and go after these kids, Lord God. All these different listeners who've texted in about their children, open their eyes, God, awaken their hearts. May they, by the power of your spirit, be led back to you and led back to home and their family. In Jesus' name. We're going to listen to this song up to this break, and we'll come back and pray for more of you. Let's listen in.
I come out of agreement with the lie that you have left me on my own. Oh, I am not alone. come out of agreement with the worry and the fear. I've come to know, no, they won't have a hold on me. Protected, you never, never, never let me go. You said you wouldn't leave me, and you won't. You're right by my side. Protected.
Pause here. When we come back, we're going to keep praying as long as we can, as many of you as we're able to pray for. We'll be back in a minute.
No worry will prosper against me. No darkness, no evil.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you when they crucified my Lord?
Had to let that play out. Wow. Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We're praying for folks today. Appreciate hearing from you. We're going to get to as many as we can. Kim Sanders is producing and praying. How do you do both of those things at the same time? I don't know, but she does. The screen jumped, and so I missed a whole bunch of them, Kim, so I'm jumping back here a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll take Jim here, and you just, because they're kind of coming in, Kim, just grab whatever one you want. We'll just kind of go back and forth if that's okay, whatever one is jumping out to you. Jim says, since you're praying this hour, please pray for my brother-in-law who has brain cancer and is no longer in remission. We're heading to Knoxville later this week from Connecticut to provide whatever help we can. Also pray for his wife, my wife's sister. They're both believers, so that helps, but wow, a tough situation. Oh, Father, we just lift this dear family up to you. Again, so many people are suffering in this way. Lord, we ask you, we thank you that you are the God of all comfort, Lord, that you're near to the brokenhearted, God, that a bruised reed you'll not break and a smoldering wick you'll not snuff out. I pray, God, you'd stretch out your hand against their enemy, our enemy, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray you cut off this wretched curse of cancer, and I ask for a miracle. I ask for peace. I ask for comfort. I ask for community with Jim and his family. And Lord God, for this man's dear wife, that she wouldn't be afraid, that she'd feel cared for and know that you've got her and you're not going to forsake her for a minute. We commit this dear family to you now in your name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I lift up this friend who wishes to remain anonymous, who says they're struggling with overwhelming anxiety. Mm. God, we know that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but instead you give us power and love and a sound mind. And so we pray that for this friend, that you would remove that spirit of fear that is not from you. Would you remove it in this very moment and bring peace? Let calm peace flood their soul right now. Would they return to a sense of the power that they have within them, the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead? It's within us as well. And we ask that they would sense that now, that they would be flooded with your love. They would sense the love you have for them, and that their mind would be returned to a state of sound clarity, that they would know who and whose they are, and that they would be able to move forward with their day, leaving that anxiety behind, shedding it off just like a coat, falling to the floor. There's yes, no God. More anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you're listening, that you're present. When two or more are gathered, you're there. You're here in our midst. You're part of this show. You care about each person who's texting in and those who are not. You care about every detail of their lives, Lord God. You're the one who can heal up the brokenhearted, bind up their wounds, and the same one who puts the stars in place and calls them each by name. And Father, you wouldn't invite us to pray if it didn't make a difference. And so here we are praying that it will make a difference. And yeah. Lord, I pray for Mike. He says, please pray with me for my neighbor, Sharon. She's a beautiful rose in God's garden. She had a stroke in December. Her true love, Bill, needs to stay strong through this. I know the power of your audacious prayers in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father, we do ask you for Sharon, for her sake, Lord God, that you would start to have nerves regenerate and synapses start to fire and movement would take place. And I pray, God, whatever her brain has to do to rewire, it would, and that she would rise up again and find strength again and joy and laughter, and that Bill would also find hope. I pray hope would make a comeback in his heart, and that you would move in on this situation that maybe they've settled into because they feel like this is all there is, and you would surprise them with your goodness. We pray this in your precious name. Amen.
God, we also pray for this request for a family who has experienced a rift after the death of parents, and whatever the difficulty and the cause of this rift, it's been reopened after a family member thought you were saying to him to make some contact after years apart. And we trust that if that was from you, that you are working, even though there's pain and discord and old wounds that have been reopened. We ask that you would bring healing, that you would bring reconciliation that no one else can bring, but you are a God of reconciliation. So we pray for this family that they would see the things about this rift that don't make sense and forgive each other. We pray for forgiveness, a heart of forgiveness in each and every one, that the hurts would be healed, that they could say the truth and it would be in love to one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
And this dear listener, Melanie, says, I'm dealing with mold issues. Pray for God's wisdom, direction, and clarity to know which steps to take toward healing when my energy, mental clarity, financial resources are limited. Pray for physical, emotional healing so I'm best able to serve God's kingdom and the calling of my life and run the race before me, bearing much fruit for the kingdom. Oh, Melanie, that's just so my heart, too. And I know this fight. Lord, I pray for Melanie. I pray for perfect provision, Father, for whatever she needs, for supplements, whatever she needs in the natural realm, really, to navigate this. But I pray for a supernatural gift of healing. I pray that you take her efforts and propel her forward supernaturally. Take her offering and multiply it many times over. God, that she would come through this and that she would find healing and an energy that she didn't know was possible. And we pray it in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. We pray for Brenda, who says that they have mental health issues. I don't know if that's hers or her family's, and a daughter and an unsaved loved one and a husband who is struggling to quit smoking. We ask that you would make yourself evident in these things, Lord, and move. And we ask for healing of mental health issues. And we pray for the salvation of those who are so dearly loved by your children and want so desperately for their whole family to come to know you. Would you help them to be a light? Would you help them to speak truth that would show them the authority of who you are and how much you care for them? And we do pray that you would give her husband the strength to quit smoking. Would you help them to overcome this addiction and return to a state of health? Would you heal anything in their body that maybe needs healing after taking part in that addiction as well? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Kim, I'd like to play Speak Jesus, if we can. And as we play this, and I'll come back and wrap us in prayer, but I want you to picture yourself stretching your hand up to the sky over your city and speaking, Jesus, I want you to picture yourself stretching your hand over your family, those who are near and those who are far, and speaking, Jesus. I want you to picture yourself stretching your hand over the airwaves where everywhere Faith Radio goes, over the nation, over our nation, our country, over the church, capital C, over the persecuted in China. I mean, I just want you to imagine, as you listen to this, consider it a prayer that we speak Jesus over it all. He reigns above it all. He is the King over all. And I think the more that we declare that over our circumstances, the more faith rises up within us. But I also think demons tremble, mountains shake, and God's kingdom comes. So let's listen in. Father, we do. We speak the name, the holy name of Jesus over every one of these prayer requests, over every mountain, Lord God, that blocks our view of you, over every weary traveler in the valley of the shadow, over every sick body, every prodigal soul. We speak, Jesus, Lord, we pray, bring healing, bring redemption, bring reconciliation, bring revival, Lord. We wait for you. We love you. We honor you in your name. Amen. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Susie Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.